Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T, singing in the rain. Kat, what's going down?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. We're going to shout out to listeners this week. Kind of in the New York, Canada area, I would say. One is Goshen, New York. Goshen, New York is known for rich history, harness racing, and architecture. In a few days, they're going to be from the time we are recording this podcast, the 2024 Goshen Historic Track will start having harness races. Our other town is Glencoe, Ontario, Canada. Glencoe is a really beautiful place with a beautiful little town to be in. It's also the home of the Battle of Longwoods, which was part of the Anglo-American War of 1812. In March 1814, the Americans mounted a raiding party, defeated an attempt by the British regulars, volunteers, and the Canadian militia, and Native Americans to intercept them near Wardsville, there in Ontario. If you want to visit there, it's known as the Battle Hill Historic Site. Thanks so much for being our listeners. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right, alcohol is never far away from the back porch. Now, recently we received some backlash from some of our listeners who said, I was slurring my words on some of their podcast. Well, first off, you're welcome. And second off, what's the point in drinking, you know, if you're not going to do something inappropriate? Today, I'm going to get inappropriate with some 12-year-old scotch from Glenlivet. If you've never tried scotch, don't do it. But I did it, and if you're going to do it, start off with one of the Glens.
And Kat, have a lot of money to pay for that scotch.
It keeps going up. Everything in the liquor store keeps going up in $2.79 increments. It's really bad. Kat, what you got?
One of our listeners gave me a great recipe, the St. Pete Beach Sunset. It's got coconut rum, pineapple, orange juice, a little grenadine. Giving you that little vacation vibes. You feel like you're on a beach in Florida.
What's it called?
The St. Pete Beach Sunset.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right, today we're going to ask the question, what happened to the art of listening? Now, is it not listening or is it just not caring? You know, if it's just you and a friend or a coworker, just gabbing away, no big deal. But if you're dealing with someone or some business where money's being exchanged, something major's going on, then we need people on the other end to listen up. Just going to run through a few things that have gone on recently. Me and Kat head on out and try to get things done. Kat, it's on a solo mission, going to the grocery store, liquor store, whatever. She hits a McDonald's drive-thru the other day, talks into the little speaker box. I'd like a number one, which is, you know, Big Mac, fries, and then she wanted a Diet Coke. Because obviously, if you're going to eat something with that much calories, you should have a Diet Coke.
Now, let's preface this. I haven't been to McDonald's in years.
Who would?
I mean, so, I was really, really hungry. Usually I just eat at home or grab a salad from the Publix or something, but I was extra hungry that day and I was like, hey.
All right, we'll let it go. Everybody can splurge every once in a while. It's no biggie. We're not, you know, judging with my judgy eyes. The drive-through lady asked Kat what kind of sauce does she want? And Kat's like, sauce? What do I need sauce for? So the drive-thru lady says, well, for your nuggets. Kat's like, I didn't order any nuggets. I ordered a freaking Big Mac. And then in cat style, she just drove away, just winged it on through the drive-thru and just drove away. I mean, whatever.
If they're not going to bother to listen to your order over the microphone, why stick around?
You know, I just thought about this. I was at a bank, like right across the street from this McDonald's. This is so weird. And it was a guy in front of me, and he tells the bank lady, he's like cashing a check or whatever. He goes, yeah, like hundreds and fifties. So she gives him a couple hundos and then starts counting out these fives and tens. And so he goes, where are my fifties? And she goes, oh, you wanted fifties? He's like, oh, I just told you that 3 seconds ago. I mean, he had just told her and whatever. I don't know. Nobody's listening. Clean. Get the wax out. I called a medical facility, I don't know, months back or whatever. We had a workers' comp issue, whatever at work. So I called the medical place, and she wants to know the employee's date of birth. So I go, 9/16/1968. And she comes back with, so the employee's date of birth is 9/16/1955. I had just said 1968, and she, like, it's like people ask you a question, I guess, and you reply, but they're not taking it in. Nothing. I'm like, wrong answer. Nope, that's not what I said. I mean, it's freaking crazy.
If I'm dealing with someone, and especially over the phone, I have dyslexia, especially with numbers. Very badly with numbers. I will sit there and take the time to go over that number 3 times because I want to make sure they understand me and I'm getting the right numbers back. So listening is a skill people are losing here.
All right. Well, maybe I'm not being nice enough, and maybe some of the people have what? Dyslexia?
No, I'm not saying dyslexia. They might not just be listening. They're just, I mean, preempting what you're going
to
say.
How do you just say something to someone just as plain as day and they repeat it back completely wrong? I mean, what is it? Like, hello, is this thing on? I mean, really, nobody is paying attention. I don't know. They just don't give a rip. I don't know. Everyone's in their own little private Idaho, preoccupied with their own thoughts, you know, can't accept info from others. I don't know. Maybe colleges should start offering courses in the art of listening because it's really becoming a lost art. You know, you ever had a conversation with someone who just want to like dictate the action where they go on and on and on about what they want to talk about. Then when it's your turn, they like kind of show no interest.
Oh,
like,
I know that very well. I can understand that conversation completely.
Yeah, it's like me, you don't count. It's kind of rude, kind of annoying. You know, maybe I got this thing wrong. I don't know. Maybe it's not the listening part that's got people confused. It's the comprehending part. Maybe that's got everybody mixed up, where they heard what you said, but they just don't know how to act on it. I mean, we go to this restaurant out here every once in a while. I'm not going to name it. It's called the Sedona Tap House. Now, it should be called the Rip Off Tap House. Never going in there again. And so wifey asked, it was like Margarita Day or something. It's always National something
Day. It was
Day,
National,
right?
Margarita Day.
So Kat ordered a margarita. So they come out with this flight of like 3 glasses of, I guess they were all 3 different kinds of margaritas,
right,
on this little board or whatever. So, you know, we look at it like, what the hell is this? So then when the waitress comes back, she realizes it's been a mistake. And then she blamed it on the bar staff, right? The bartender,
right.
She pinned it, which is a famous move from people who can't listen and then take the appropriate action. Blame it on somebody else. Okay. Now, the waitress asked the wifey what she wanted, Wifey responded with margarita, please. And she brings her three of them. I mean, it's brutal. And I know mistakes happen. Okay. Everybody's not perfect like me, you know, but when you leave the house and, you know, every other transaction with somebody out here comes out wrong. You know, it's got me kind of scratching my head. And it's across the board. I go to the deli area at the grocery store right down the road from here. I still haven't written that book, Deli Wars. I need to get that going. I'm getting ready to retire. That'll give me something to do. And so I walk up to the deli, been in there 100 times. The lady goes, so what do you want? I go, give me the teriyaki chicken, a half thin. She comes back with, how much do you want? I repeat, a half thin. It's deli lingo. Okay, get with it. Okay, it means I want a half pound, cut it thin. So then she asked me, so how do you want it cut? I'm like, I just said.
At this deli, there's a whole little learning guide there. You want sandwich, you want thin, you want very thin.
I just said thin. I've already said it twice, you dumb bitch. I mean, she has no idea. I have no idea how she's still working there. And on top of that, she's rude. On top of not knowing what she's doing, it's unreal. But anyway, you know the other part of the listening is there's no like repercussions from people who can't get it right. There's nothing done about it. You know, say your boss tells you to sweep the entire warehouse. So you go over in the corner, get a broom, sweep around dock door number one, and then you go put the broom back. And boss man comes over, notices you're done sweeping, yet the warehouse is only clean around dock door number one. So he asked you, why didn't you sweep the entire warehouse like I told you? And the employee goes, oh, I didn't know you wanted me to sweep the whole warehouse. I mean, I don't. What is that? It's selective hearing?
I don't know.
That's what it's called? But this is what people are, that's what we're dealing with right now. No listening, not comprehending.
I'm wondering if it's just people are not, because they're so involved in their phone or what's on the TV or what's going on.
Distracted.
Distracted. Okay, so I asked the Googleator, What are traits of a good listener? And some of the things that came back with empathy, patience, being present, being there in the moment, paying attention. Good listeners offer suggestions. They're not judgmental. They give you your undivided attention. Limit distractions. Keep your eyes focused on the speaker.
Right, right. Look them in the eye.
Look at the nonverbal communication. Strong sense of curiosity, being open mind, being curious about what somebody is saying.
I don't know. We're gonna have to work on this in the development stages, like elementary school, middle schools. actually get the students to like talk to one another, and then have a test to see if they can figure out what the other kids said. Come on, we gotta do something.
But there are some people that are just so freaking involved in themselves. That whole empathy or interest or what's going on with you, they don't have it.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot of me, myself, and I guess we can chalk it up to the, technology. We like to blame the internet, right, for all of our lack
Internet's
of social.
Doing everything's
all
awful.
Their social skills are just going away because of that thing. You know, all the texting, all the emails, and, the sound of someone's voice going into someone's ear, it's kind of gone by the wayside. You know, it's kind of scary, really, when you go to a store or restaurant or wherever, and, it's like when I go in there now, I just want to talk like a robot. Just go, can I get a number one with a Diet Coke, please? what was that movie? Chris Tucker. It was Rush, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where he said that famous line, Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Come on, people, get your shit together. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch. All right, this cat's name is called, this guy's name is Paul Weiss.
Right.
31 years old from the UK, corporal in the Royal Marines.
Right.
Went to Afghanistan on 4 different tours and had his whole world changed in seconds. Came in contact with an IED.
Right.
Which is an improvised explosive device. And that's a special thing about Afghanistan, Pakistan, all them stands over there, is they got these bombs like buried in the sand. So at any moment, you can be blown to pieces. And that's what happened to Corporal Paul Weiss. He was airlifted to a hospital, died twice during the flight, had over 100 wounds to his torso, lost his left leg, had multiple surgeries to get this father of four where he is today, which is doing things that you wouldn't believe.
He's like in done like the Paralympics. He's been done the Invictus Games.
Yeah, cycling events.
Right.
The Invictus Games are pretty cool.
Good job, Harry.
It started with Prince Harry about 10 years ago.
You got to remember, Harry was in Afghanistan. He did 2 tours.
Okay. The Invictus Games, they should put these on TV. Maybe they do. I don't know. It's where wounded veterans, they get to compete in sporting events. Very cool of Prince Harry to get these things off the ground. Go ahead.
Gives people a purpose. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, they're still competitive. They're still active. I mean.
Your body's maybe not working the way it used to, but it still works.
Yes. Big props to Paul Weiss for refusing to die, refusing to give up on life. He's actually a race car driver. I don't know if he's still doing it in the British GT series.
Cool.
And that makes Paul Weiss one seriously tough SOB. Love you, Paul. Kat, are we still watching stuff?
We're still watching, and I got sucked into this one.
Oh, shit.
Netflix came out with America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. And I thought it was weird because they'd already done stuff on, what's that, Country Music Channel or whatever?
CMT. It's been on there for years.
Making the Team.
Yes, that's been on forever.
Well, this one, they make the team, of course, but then we follow them kind of through the season and being a cheerleader for, and it's a very hard gig to get, you know. They used to do hundreds and hundreds auditions, but now she gets a lot online. Kelly, I'm going to talk about Kelly. They get a lot online, and then they pick through, and they get like 75. Well, they go from that 75, they have a bunch, like I would say 45.
How many make it?
36. And they're not getting paid shit.
Still.
I mean,
they had a big uproar years ago about the cheerleaders trying to make some money.
Right. And these chicks that are cheering for them, and they're, you know, they're not the chicks that were on the Love Boat in the 70s or the girls that are my age in the 80s that cheered for Dallas that had some skill. These are very high level dancers. They're not really cheerleaders. They're really dancers.
I saw a little bit when you were watching it. It's not so much about the big boobs and the big butt.
Yeah,
I mean, these
the
girls
jiggle,
are kind of athletic.
It's not the jiggle jiggle show. It's very athletic, very accomplished. I mean, one of the girls was an orthodontist. Another one's a nurse. I mean,
we're not going to get into the intellect.
But I'm saying is these girls are accomplished, you know, dancers in their personal careers.
Right.
And, you know, and Jerry ain't paying shit. I mean.
Jerry ain't got no money, broke.
Bull. How much he's paying those oversized athletic gentlemen?
To lose. It's the Cowboys' year this year.
You know, and I know Kelly and Janet and whoever, Charlotte Jones, have a tough job there trying to get those girls, you know, to make a
team. I
don't
think they do. These ladies been pulling a check off of two networks for a while.
Right.
I don't think they're so worried about it.
And I'm sure these girls did not get a check from Netflix that were in their home and meeting their boyfriends and doing, you know.
They sacrificed their time for a while. For kind of a pipe dream,
right,
is what it is. And you don't stay on the team forever.
No, the 5 years is the limit.
Right.
You're going from you show up for the pre-games, which was August, to if you keep going, January, and doing 10 home games. And those girls are dancing the whole 3 hours of the game. I mean, they have
The weather is not good on the outdoor stadiums.
Right. Of course, the Jerry Jones Mecca or whatever. It's got a over it.
That's a crazy place.
That's a crazy place. Anyway, Jerry, give these girls some more money. Come on now. You've got money.
To me, the cheerleader position, they should just stop it. Okay. Nobody's looking. Nobody's listening. It's just rah, 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 you know.
Yeah, but they are dancing every single time.
I know, but for what? No, they don't show them on TV. Please show them. Maybe we'll pay attention to the game if you show the cheerleaders a little bit. Do they ever show them? Tell me. And the thing's on for 4 hours. Do you ever remember seeing the cheerleaders?
Know. There's a big thing they walk out there at the state. Well, I don't think they're there for the TV. I think they're there for the whole Dallas Cowboys experience.
Okay.
And there's a big whole thing where they come out to this one song. What is it? Thunderclap by AC/DC.
Yes.
They do this and it's a great dance, but there's a whole split jump at the end where they're all landing base and the girls are having knee issues and ankle issues from this one thing, the split jump that looks like it's going to kill them. You're
going to
put you in orthopedist office in a second. Anyway. I think these girls are wonderful. I don't always like how Kelly talks down to them. She criticizes their makeup
it's part of her gig.
It's
That's
part
what
of the
she's
gig.
Been doing forever.
She has to, you know, give Mr. Jones a certain product.
Look, I had the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader poster on my wall in high school. It was epic. They're one of the top tier cheerleading squads in the league.
Right.
And I don't know, I haven't been to a Dallas game in Dallas, so I don't know how important they are. Seems a little degrading. We had a lot of problems here in D.C. with their cheerleading corps.
Oh, God, shoot. And they were pumping, what is it? Not pumping. Pimping them out.
Whatever. And then, it's a little degrading to me.
And then told them they were fired via text.
Yeah,
come on.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Right, what's it called?
If you want to watch it, a lot of guys are out there. I saw this week on TikTok trying to redo the Thunderclap production there with the kick line and the split jump. Anyway, it's on Netflix. It's called America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
All right.
We have a candy shot. It's called the Skittles shot.
Oh, shoo, boy.
It is made with vodka, Southern Comfort, lemon liqueur, pineapple juice, and sweet and sour mix.
All right. It smells like some kind of chemical.
What chemical is that?
All right. What's in this thing again?
Vodka, Southern Comfort, lemon, Midori, basically, pineapple juice, and sweet and sour mix.
And you put this in a shaker?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Whew. God damn.
I'm really not getting Skittles there, other than for maybe the color.
That sucked.
That really sucked. I'm sorry.
It should
someone
be called
out there,
the green pucker sucker. Cause it's
someone go out there and redo this and make... I bet you I could make it better. Anyway.
Change it. What's it called?
Skittles shot.
Don't do it.
You're not tasting the rainbow there.
All right, no rainbow. All right, band of the week, let's do it. This band is called Cardiacs, formed in 1977 from Kingston, England. Cardiacs was the brainchild of Tim and Jim Smith. They still have a major cult following over in England. Their heyday was like 1984 to 89 with Tim Smith on guitar, vocals, brother Jim on bass. How come the brother always has to play the bass?
And you played the bass. William, your brother played the drums.
William Drake on keyboards, Sarah Smith on sax, and Tim Quay yeah. on keyboards, and Dominic Luckman on drums. That's kind of the classic lineup. There's been like, I don't know, 50 people in and out of this band. Cardiacs, I don't know how to, the music's all over the place. Don't know what to call it, like art punk or art rock or progressive something. Really just a bunch of crazy ass shit that some people get, some people don't. I think if you saw Cardiacs back in the day, maybe it would make some sense. Their shows involved little theater, costumes, makeup, the whole bit. Critics panned them. But the Cardiacs, they do have a devoted following. The dudes from Blur, XTC, Devo, Split Enz, Wire, even Tool, and Mike Patton from Faith No More also cite Cardiacs as an influence. Tim Smith is the Cardiacs, basically. He was.
He was. He died 2020.
Yeah.
Very smart cat. Musician, songwriter, producer. He helped a lot of bands in the studio. He even worked with Sepultura. Sepultura is like, you know, major hardcore.
They're still kind of going.
Oh, really?
It's sort of tributey, sort of Cardiacs and okay. Friends. It's October 10th. Let's see. GB band on the wall. Let's see. It's Manchester. Okay. GB band on the wall.
Yeah. Tim Smith, he received a doctorate of music degree from the Royal Conservatory of Scotland. Today, we were bumpered in with one of their more normal songs. It's called Is This the Life? Check out the Cardiacs wherever you get your music. We want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch, and we will see y'all down the road.
See ya.